Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
The zip code is 33334.
You said 65334?
Mm-hmm.
And may I please have the first and last name?
My name is Lourdes, and my last name is Salazar.
May I ask, what is this call in reference to?
Okay, I call in reference because in November the last year, I ordered for a vacuum cleaner. So never I received the vacuum cleaner, and my bank, it put the reclaim to the $24.99. Never he's coming back at $24.95. Okay, and the bank is put the case and not put the bank to the $24.99. I don't know what's going on, and I need my money back. Or I call my lawyer. I could not talk to the guys. Because only thing is returning me and
okay,
January
I have to
and February.
Account because I don't know what you're referencing. Once I locate an account, I can assist
you. Let me tell you. Put me the supervisor because in January, he told me the same thing.
In order for me to assist you, I have to locate an account. So I have to find an account so I can understand.
What is the account going?
That's
because you're charging me in my account $24.99 in November.
Ma'am, I have to locate something so I can be on the same page as you so I can see what's going on. I don't have an account pulled up, so I can't provide you with any information until I locate an account to see why you're billing, who's billing you, and why. You said your zip code is 65.
Let me tell you. I have the confirmation number for the cancel the order. Maybe it's referring to you. So I have a two confirmation number. I have the cancel is 866669, and the confirmation number he says C191038. Never he said money back. Okay, I want my $24.99 back.
Man,
or
I'm
go to my
to
lawyer.
I'm trying to assist you. I need to locate an account. You're telling
that's,
me.
That, let me tell you. I tried to assist him for January. January.
Ma'am,
now he's
ma'am.
On April.
Ma'am, you're speaking with me. I don't know what's going on. Once I locate an account, and I can assist you with your account, and I can assist you with any refunds. But you're telling me stuff but not providing me the information so I can locate an account so I can do that for you.
But that's the problem. That's the problem.
I understand what happened the first time when you contacted us, but you're speaking with me now, so please allow me the opportunity so I can assist you. Now, you said your zip code is 65334.
No. I told 3, 3, 3, 4.
Okay, thank you. And can I have the first and last name?
The last name is Salazar. S-A-L-A-Z-A-R.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And the first name?
Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S.
I do thank you for that. And can you verify the shipping address for me?
The what? The shipping address?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have the shipping address, but never he sent to me nothing.
Okay, can you verify the Northeast 34 court address? Can you verify that?
No. Yes, it's a 1059 Northwest 34 Court, Oakland Park, Florida.
Okay, ma'am. I located an account. It looks as though you were provided with two refunds on March 1st.
Yeah, the refund, he says December and January. What is the refund for $24.99 for November?
We processed both refunds. You were charged on January.
Refund,
December 3rd, and you were charged on January 3rd.
January, yes. That's the money is refund. The first time.
You contacted us on
yes.
January 3rd. to cancel out your account, correct? And we processed both refunds. Now, being that the day that you contacted us, you were billed, we voided out that charge. So that money never came out of your account. It just canceled itself out because we voided it out. So you're going to see one refund for $24.99 because...
Only one. They're supposed to the second one.
Ma'am,
okay.
Both
the second
of them,
one, he's not paying in the bank.
Both of them were refunded. Only one was refunded and the other charge was voided. So when it's voided out, it's not going to come out of your account. It's going to show us a pending charge and then it's going to fall off. So that the one in January never was deducted from your account because we voided it out before it came out. So that's why you see only one refund. One never came out and the other was refunded back to you.
But maybe I received nothing. Never. And the $49 and the first time, never he's coming back too.
Ma'am, you received a refund for the $24.99 and the other charge was voided out. If you contact us and the charge is pending,
But he's pending how many months? Because the bank is discount to me, $24.95 yesterday.
Because the other charge never came out of your account. So how can we refund something that never came out of your account? We voided the charge.
What is supposed to go in?
It never came out of your account.
Mm-hmm.
We voided the charge. Only one came out of your account, which was the charge in December. The charge in December came out of your account, so we issued a refund. The charge in January.
Okay, and the 20 in January?
And the charge
never coming out.
It never came out because we voided it out. So before it came out, we stopped it. So it never came out of your account.
So what's going on now? What is the point?
The
what
point
are supposed
is
to do?
That you never, the charge in January never came out of your account. So there's no refund that needs to be processed for January.
What do you tell me? No, because I have the proof in my account. They have
yes,
you charging $24.99.
It shows as a transaction. It's gonna show as a pending transaction. We voided the charge out, so it did not come out. If you want to contact your bank, you can contact your bank, and your bank will also explain that to you.
My bank is discount 20. Yesterday, my bank is discount to me $24.89.
Yes, ma'am, because the other charge never came out of your account. We voided the charge out.
Okay. What is the $49.98?
We didn't charge you $49.
It's discount to me on $40. Yes. The first time when I have the order in November 12, okay, he's charging me $49.98 in my account. I have the proof because it's in the account.
Ma'am, you can give us a call back with your bank on the line with you and you, your bank.
Let me tell you, I put the case in the bank.
Okay.
In the morning,
ma'am.
He's coming in the bank. The
because
bank is charging me
we
yesterday.
Never took it out. We never
the
took it out.
The $49, okay. I ask him to you now. What's going on for the first time he's discount is giving the company he's received the order. He never he's received to the vacuum cleaner. Is charging me $49.98 and the first time in November.
We're not affiliated with the vacuum cleaner. So you're contacting the wrong company. We're the Evo Trainer app. It's an app that provides.
No, I don't. Let me tell you. It's not the wrong company, honey, because I talked to your supervisor in January.
Yes.
Excuse me.
We're not.
I tried to call to your supervisor. Okay? Or I call to my lawyer. That's it.